Well, of course, we continue to track Elsa today. About ahead of the storm, there'll be some weak bands kind of loosely associated with Elsa. Not really directly yet, but that circulation is rather broad. So we'll see some bands of showers and a few storms develop moving from south to north today as we start to heat up a little bit as early as late this morning. The first cells and then on and off into this afternoon. Brief downpours and gusty winds, but actually quite a few dry hours more than likely mixed in today with temperatures topping out in the mid to upper 80s. And then Elsa's closest approach during the day tomorrow. So we'll start to see rain bands and showers and thunderstorms increase from south to north tonight through tomorrow. Elsa looks to be moving approximately 70 to 80 miles west to northwest of Jacksonville, quite a ways away. Having said that, we're sort of in the sweet spot for isolated tornadoes. So keep an eye out for a water spot or a tornado late tonight through the day tomorrow. We'll, of course, have the First Alert Weather Center staffed round the clock as this system moves across the area in what, in the end, is not what we would call a major hit. Not a big storm, per se, but remember the old saying that I've said for many years, Justa, no such thing. You have to respect Mother Nature, and tropical storms can cause damage, and there'll be some from this one, with the majority of the stronger bands and heavier storms between roughly 5 in the morning and about 2 or 3 in the afternoon on Wednesday. So it's not going to be lasting very long, about 8 to 12 hours, and then Elsa's moving on by to the north, and conditions will rapidly improve, although we'll go back to good old summertime weather conditions by Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So, more on Elsa. Moved over Cuba yesterday and last evening, lost a little bit of its punch with that land interaction. Now back over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. While the water's warm, it's not exceptionally so, not near as warm as it would be in 4 to 8 weeks, or a little lucky in that regard. There's some shear as well. The system never really has been truly vertically aligned, and that shear will continue to make the storm struggle at least some. But we should see some strengthening over the southeastern Gulf before it moves just west of Tampa tonight, and then ashore north of Tampa near Cross City in the Big Bend, some 80 to 90 miles west of Jacksonville during the middle of the day tomorrow. And then it crosses to north of Lake City by early afternoon and then on up into Georgia and the Carolinas very late Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night. As soon as we're underneath that baby, we'll get some drier air and we'll see conditions pretty quickly improve tomorrow night, and the threat for any severe weather will quickly come to an end. So let's take a look at some of the impacts. It's going to rain. We'll have showers and thunderstorms. Rainfall from just Elsa will average about 1 to 2 inches, but a few local amounts of as much as 3 inches or more will be possible, especially right at the coast where we get some help from the ocean, and then also west of Highway 301, so far western Duval and Nassau, and then into Baker County, where they'll be a little closer to the center of the storm. Ground saturated. We've had a lot of rain in recent weeks, so this heavy rainfall could lead to some localized flooding and ponding of water. There's no real concern about storm surge in this situation. There may be about a half foot to a foot bump at our beaches in the intracoastal, but that's certainly manageable. There is a lot of water in the system, though, and that's more concerning for the St. John's River and its tributaries, not to mention that there'll be a pretty good southerly flow of wind on Wednesday out ahead or on the east side of Elsa. So a little bit more storm surge, although still likely less than 2 feet for the St. John's River and its tributaries. But any sudden bursts of rain that lasts long enough could be a problem for some of the smaller streams and rivers like Black Creek and its tributaries. So we'll keep a close eye on that. And obviously, you live in a flood-prone area, you should stay up to date and alert for the latest advisories and warnings that might be issued. Water spouts and isolated tornadoes, those will be a possibility as well along the St. John's River and our beaches. So we'll continue to track that potential. Remember, if a warning is issued, to take cover immediately. A warning means that a tornado is indicated by radar or has been spotted. These things will be moving quickly late tonight and tomorrow, so you won't have a whole lot of time to act and react. But again, we'll be on wall-to-wall coverage with any tornado warnings that might be issued from CBS 47 and Fox 30 First Alert Weather Center. Wind just doesn't look that strong with this system, generally averaging 20 to 30 miles per hour at its peak, but with some gusts that will reach tropical storm force 40-plus miles per hour. Highest winds will be in the waterways of the St. John's River and the beaches, and then also, again, Baker County, because you're closer to the track, the actual track of Elsa. But having said that, there should not be widespread damage, although, again, trees more susceptible to being uprooted right now because of the saturated ground. Bridges just simply shouldn't be a problem. Sustained winds of 40 miles per hour shuts down our bridges in general. So unless there are some exceptions made, the bridges should stay open. Power outages, a few. It looks rather sporadic, though, and not necessarily very long-lasting for the most part, so that should be good news. And we should be able to see business as usual by Wednesday night into Thursday. So if you have plans and activities or whatever you need to do, we should be in good shape, certainly by Thursday, if not Wednesday night. Airport will remain open. The international airport's pretty good about that here in Jacksonville. Sure, there could be some individual flight delays or even cancellations, but as a whole, the airport will continue to operate as it normally does. As far as the rest of the tropics are concerned, by the way, we're in good shape. So that's good news once we get Elsa off the table, so to speak. The rest of the week, once we get beyond Elsa on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, will feature upper-level high pressure beginning to move into the area, and that will mean some good old summertime weather. It's going to turn hotter. Still be some afternoon storms for Thursday and Friday especially, but not as favorable by Saturday. Storms become more isolated, but we're going to heat up. So we'll go from the mid to upper 80s on Thursday to around 90 on Friday and into the low 90s on Saturday and feel like temperatures that will be approaching the century mark. So once again, Elsa, all eyes on Elsa as it moves into the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. We'll keep you updated round the clock on 104.5 WOKV, CBS 47 and Fox 30, Action News Jax, and actionnewsjax.com. Storm expected to move ashore just north of Tampa and then through northwest Florida to the Florida-Georgia border north of Lake City by early Wednesday afternoon, and then on up into Georgia and the Carolinas with rapidly improving conditions for the local area by Wednesday night and early Thursday. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com, ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm TV meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.